And love, where fear has entered, cannot be depended on. So a love that some fear has entered, you can't depend on a love that has a lot of fear in it. You cannot depend on a love that has a lot of fear in it. You can't depend on a love that has a lot of fear in it. You can't depend on a love that has a lot of fear in it because it's not perfect. And perfect means complete. So the love is not complete where there is fear and conflict. I can't have complete love for you and have any fear, because if it's complete love, there is no room for fear. The room is full. There's no more space in the taxi cab. Why? Because it's full of the passengers of love. And it's so packed in the cab that the passenger of fear couldn't get in if it wanted to. It's no room for fear where you have complete love. And the fear you feel about anything and anyone, including me, is just making me aware of the parts of myself that I'm not giving right now. Wherever you feel the fear is where you're not giving love. You tell me where you have fear and I'll tell you where you're not giving love. And so if you have fear around money, you're not loving it. People say, well, you can't talk about money. Money is an illusion. It is till that bill come due. All of a sudden, it ain't no big illusion, is it?
Nope.
So you apply the truth to everything. Don't single anything out that you wouldn't apply the truth to. Then you don't have to figure out what situations to apply the truth to. You apply it to everything. From a parking space to your salvation as a child of God. And this will upset some people because the ego likes exclusion. Mm-hmm. It wants me to say there are some areas that you don't do that, because the ego likes separation. Mm-hmm. Fearful minds like division. Mm-hmm. Loving minds love uniting and joining and adding and expanding and increasing. That's their thing. Mm-hmm. So, then it says, love where fear has entered cannot be depended on because it's not perfect. So in his function as interpreter of what you made, the Holy Spirit, your higher self, your God self, your right mind, love, uses special relationships. So love, God, can use your special relationship. So don't think it's trying to snatch your special relationship away from you. It's saying love can use your special relationship. I singled you out for my separate need. Well, love can use the relationship that I've singled out for my separate needs. God can use the relationship that I've singled out. So if you've done a little singling out, you covered.
Okay, that's cool. That's not good.
You got some special relationships out there, you covered.
Cool.
Is that cool?
Mm-hmm.
But don't lie to yourself about why you have them. You have them because you feel like they're the ones that are more valuable to you than other relationships. Mm-hmm. Can we agree to that?
Yeah.
Is that way I thought?
Yeah.
That, don't feel guilty about it. That's just the way we've been doing it. That's all it means.
Yeah.
It's going to get deeper.
Oh,
it's going to get deep, and it's only what time is it? Oh, man, it's 8 o'clock. That'll freak people out. I did a few workshops I did. I came out, and I was dead serious, and I started talking. Then all of a sudden I went, and thank you so much for spending this whole day with me doing this incredible workshop. And it was so powerful that it completely slipped your consciousness now. Because anybody in the know knows that's possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you're in the know, you know it's entirely possible. Yeah. A lot of you have had the experience of doing a lot of something in an unbelievably short period of time. Like those times when you really were late and you found out you got all the way across town, it usually takes 45 minutes and 10 minutes, and you go, wait a minute, I should have, and then you talk yourself out of it. You know, those little examples that time is elastic, that we made it up and we can do anything we want to with it. You know, it's like your body will stop changing when you recognize the purpose of your body. That's the fountain of youth. So the court says, now I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do to those special relationships that make you want to call the police. Okay. Says, what you're going to do is, he says, the Holy Spirit will use your special relationships which you've chosen to support the ego, which is your fear, which is your separation, as learning experiences that point to the truth. Okay, so every special relationship I have is a learning experience that points to the truth. Your partners are nothing but learning experiences that point to the truth. Your children are learning experiences that point to the truth. Your coworkers are learning experiences that point to the truth. Your relatives are learning experiences that point to the truth. Boyfriend, girlfriend, learning experience that point to the truth. We are just learning experiences that's pointing to the truth. So the next time a person walk up to you, it's not a human being walking up to you, it's a learning experience walking up to you. And that's what you should look at. Man, that learning experience right there got some gorgeous legs, I tell you that. That's my learning experience gonna come. Come in the form I like, so I pay attention to you. Don't that make sense? That the Spirit wanted you to hear it, that it would come to you in a form you want to listen to? It doesn't make sense to me that Spirit be coming to me in a form I'm fighting. Okay? So the Court says, under God's teaching, every relationship becomes a lesson in love. So a relationship is a learning experience that's pointing to the truth, and the truth is, you just deserve love. So every relationship is a learning experience that points to the truth, and the truth is, you just deserve love. Wow. That's it. That's what a special relationship is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a learning experience that points to the truth, which is that you just deserve to be treated right. That's what any relationship should be. That's the purpose of any relationship. It should be a learning experience pointing to the truth, which is, you are loved, you deserve love, and you deserve to be safe.
Yeah.
Got it?
Thank you. We're not cheering, really. I just can't.
That's okay. That's okay. Prisoners starved and emaciated with their eyes long cast down to the earth. It's been out there in the desert for 100 years. They don't jump up the instant they're rescued.
Oh, my goodness.
They don't. If I've been on the desert for a long time and this guy comes to the canteen, I'm doing good just to raise my head. That's why I understand why we don't cheer at what this is saying.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's beyond what my ego tells me I deserve sometimes. Think about how cool that is. Think about this. Okay, we singled out relationships because we made up imaginary needs, and then we came up with ways for meeting those needs our own way. So I make up a desire, and then I try to fulfill it. You become the means for me to acquire my desire. So I single you out and I say, you're more valuable to me than anybody else. This is not real love. But love will use that relationship that you've singled out as your special relationship as now a learning experience that's going to point to the truth, which is you just deserve love. So the relationship that's causing you fear can be transformed into one that's causing you total bliss. If you want to, and it's okay to leave. You're covered either way. If you go, well, I'm packing my bag tonight, I don't care how much you say transformation is possible. The one transformation I want to see is me in a cab driving away. That's my transformation from this place right here to this place over here. Okay, and I'm saying if that's the way you look at it, then Holy Spirit, God, will use that as a learning experience that points to the truth, which is that you are right. You do deserve love. And love is going to meet you where you are going right now. That's what love does. And see, that teaches me that I don't know the meaning of love. That is absolutely right. That sounds so good, I can't hardly repeat it. Let alone stay conscious during it. Because, you know, I'm looking for the answer that's going to tell me who's got to sacrifice and how much. Until you tell me who is going to be the one that does the thing that I think needs to be done in order for me to be happy, I don't hear no answer you're saying, man.